Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot, and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Welcome. So the Biggest Loser reality show returned to primetime television last week after a three-year hiatus. The show had suspended production after their 2016 season amidst a storm of negative publicity. If you're not familiar with the original franchise, it was a reality show in which contestants with severe obesity competed to see who could lose the most weight over the course of a few months. They followed very strict diets. They spent hours a day working out. I mean, they literally had to quit their jobs in order to participate. And if they faltered in their efforts, they were screamed at by coaches and trainers. They were forced to sit in a room with a table full of junk food, just to test to see whether they would succumb to temptation. They were weighed on giant scales on national TV, and those who lost the least were kicked off the show, all with the cameras and, of course, the tears rolling. Personally, I found it absolutely barbaric, as well as medically and nutritionally irresponsible, but apparently it made for great entertainment because it was wildly popular for 12 years. At the end of each season, the person who had lost the largest percentage of their weight won a big cash prize. But for winners and losers alike, the weight loss came at a steep price. The end of the season supposedly marked the beginning of a wonderful new life in a newly thin body. For most of the contestants, however, it marked the beginning of a lifelong nightmare. A study published in May 2016 in the journal Obesity found that the vast majority of contestants on The Biggest Loser show subsequently regained much of the weight that they had lost during the competition. Many of them ended up even heavier than they were before the show began. And it wasn't for lack of effort or discipline either. It turned out that the contestants ended up with severely depressed metabolisms as a result of the extreme weight loss. So they were gaining weight even when they were eating a very low amount of calories. It was really heartbreaking to see just how much damage this show did, both to the contestants as well as to the millions of viewers who were inspired by the show to pursue similarly extreme regimens. Even if they didn't take it quite to the same extremes, viewers were left with a dangerously warped view of how to lose weight. For one thing, the show's incentives were backward. The faster you lose weight, the less of it is likely to be body fat, and the more likely you are to regain it. Secondly, the use of extreme amounts of exercise solely for the purpose of burning calories is unhealthy and unsustainable. And finally, people may be willing to do almost anything for a short period of time, especially with lots of cash on the line. But when it comes to weight loss, all that really counts is what you are willing to do for the rest of your life. Suffice it to say that I was happy to see the show end in 2016, but now the show is back, ostensibly with a new focus on health and wellness. And I'll have more on that after this short break. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month two, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
According to the promoters of the new Biggest Loser show, the contestants are now competing not only to lose weight, but also to improve their overall well-being. The show's coaches will no longer bully people at the gym, but will instead lead group discussions. And in a nod to the fact that the real work begins when the season ends, departing contestants will now be given a gym membership and access to a nutritionist. It's not just about pounds lost anymore, they say. It's about getting the contestant started on a path to a healthy lifestyle. But all of this is window dressing. The show is still a competition to see who can lose the most weight the quickest by any means possible. The new format with its gloss of wellness still does not address the primary criticisms of the original concept. People losing this much weight this quickly are likely to experience lasting damage to their metabolism. And giving someone a gym membership doesn't change the fact that most of these people are not going to be able to continue exercising 4 to 6 hours a day for the rest of their lives, nor should they. And I pity the poor nutritionist who has to explain to these people that they will always have to severely restrict their calories in order to avoid regaining the weight they have lost. And they might regain it anyway. There is really only one winner to this competition, and it's not the man or woman who loses the most weight. It's the guy selling the ads. So what do you say we send a message? Let's not reward irresponsible programming by watching it. Let's not participate in perpetuating damaging notions about diet, exercise, and weight loss. Let's make it just a little bit less lucrative to exploit and abuse people who suffer from obesity. As an alternative, let me offer you a few tips for healthy weight loss. Number one, take it slow. It may take you a bit longer to reach your goal, but when you lose weight slowly, more of it is likely to be fat loss, and that's the real goal here. Number two, exercise for your health and your well-being and not to burn calories. And number three, make this a lifestyle. Choose an approach you'll be happy to stick with long-term, because if whatever you're doing to lose the weight isn't sustainable, then neither is the weight loss. I have more on the factors that predict long-term success with weight loss and weight management, and you can find that at weighless.life/key. You'll find a link to today's show, along with a link to the research study that I mentioned at quickanddirtytips.com, where you'll find the complete archive of all of the Nutrition Diva podcasts. If you're not already a subscriber to the show, I hope you will subscribe so that you won't miss a single episode. And if you are a subscriber or a longtime subscriber, thank you. I so appreciate your support. Our show is produced by Nathan Semmes. It's edited by Karen Hertzberg. And our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Morgan Ratner, Michelle Margulis, Emily Miller, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.